Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Wow, it has been a hot minute. I just recorded an episode for my mom podcast. If you guys haven't already checked it out, it's called All About That Mom Life. If you don't care about that, it's okay. Just tune into this episode. But it's been a long time. I've been really navigating my life in a different way. I'm just in love with motherhood and the season I'm in right now. The layout of my business has changed so much, so I'm really excited to hop back into podcasting so I could share that with you guys. Like, the main purpose for this podcast, the reason I started it, was to just share my knowledge, things I learned along the way, so that you guys could follow along, and if you're struggling in your business or need tips, you could find them all here for free. So let's dive into it. Like, the reason I wanted to do this podcast episode is because of a conversation that I had with one of my friends recently. And I'm just going to give you a little context, and because I know there might be a lot of you guys who are in a similar situation, and I'm going to give you some insight that really helped her, got her out of this loop, and she's thriving now. She's getting there. So she's had this business for a while. She is so hardworking. She gets lots of clients. You know, she's in this very flowy stage of her business where things are amazing, but she's looking to elevate it. And she was just getting very burnt out from creating content. She was literally creating content for the sake of creating content. She was reusing content because she's like, I just can't think of anything anymore. And it was just this whole thing. So we were just talking, we were having a heart to heart, and I was giving her some content ideas that really helped me. And it just really clicked because I know a lot of coaches go through this. I know a lot of my clients go through this too. The feeling of burnout, because we have this ideal in our head that we have been taught, or we think we need to scale and grow our business. And of course, you need to be consistent in your content. You need to be consistent in everything when you own a business so that people buy from you, because people can't buy from you if they don't know that there's a product to buy, if that makes sense. Like, if you never advertise what you sell, how could anyone buy it? So of course, there has to be this range of consistency there. But also, like, I love to say, never post just for the sake of posting. I'm such a firm believer on posting quality posts rather than pumping out just the quantity of posts you think you need in order to be successful, because I feel like it really shows in your posts the type of content you create when you're just creating for the sake of creating versus creating authentically because you're like lit up by this content. You feel like this message has to go out there for my ideal client. So what I really told her that sparked like kind of like an aha moment for her, where she's like, okay, like, this has to change, is I literally told her, like, try to understand that if you were viewing your profile, you are viewing your stories, would you buy from you? And she's like, no, like, I don't think I would. And I asked her, like, why? And the truth was, like, her ideal client, if they were looking into her content, it just showed this picture perfect person. So she's a fitness coach. She's a certified personal trainer and all that good stuff. But all she was showing on her stories was her working out, her going to the gym, her doing cardio. And I told her, like, you really have to step into your ideal client's shoes. And reality wise, your ideal client is not there yet. They don't have the love and passion for fitness that you do. Just like how, you know, like my clients do not have the knowledge or kind of insight that I'd have into the business world. Like, I'm very passionate about content and marketing and all that type of stuff, but they don't. They just, my ideal client, they just started their business. They're new to it all, so it's kind of like this scary world for them. They haven't really invested before, so it's just, it's all new for them. So it's so important that when you're creating content or creating anything, even your product, to step into your ideal client's shoes and then proceed. So when we took a step back and we were talking about her ideal client, we realized that her ideal client doesn't love fitness yet. They have days where they're lazy to work out, or they can't drag themselves to the gym because they just don't want to. Thinking about hopping on the treadmill or lifting weights to them is boring. That idea of meal prepping to them is daunting and scary, and they have the feelings of, what if I fail? Why would I even try this again? Or, I'm just going to try again next Monday, right? But the content that she was pumping out was for this person who already loved fitness, who loved weight training, who loved workout sets and all this type of stuff. And I was telling her, like, you know, this has to change. So the one thing she changed, that already I could see a difference in her clientele that's coming in, like more of her ideal client is going to start relating to her, is she started showing her authentic lifestyle. So not just the fitness part, the part where she's getting ready in the morning, the part where what she does on a busy day but still fits in healthy eating and a short workout, because that's going to cater more to her ideal client than just showing herself already pumping those weights, looking amazing at the gym, right? Because I always love to say that your ideal client wants to buy from a human, not a picture-perfect coach. Because if you show up as a picture-perfect coach, of course they will, what is that word? I'm so sorry. It is nighttime. They will look up to you, but they would think that being like you is not attainable. And that is not what you want. Because if they think you're not, the area that you're at is not attainable, they will always believe, what is the point of buying their product then? I'll never get to where they are. So what you really have to do, no matter what field you're in, is step into your ideal client's shoes. Really take a look and dial back and look at your content and really think, will this actually resonate with them? When they're looking at this content, could they see their own life and see how they could actually evolve into who they want to be? Because I noticed already, because my demographic has really changed for my ideal client, I started sharing a lot more of what my life is like now, how I get things done even though I'm busy, how I fit in meetings or what I do to take care of my kid because I'm a stay-at-home working mom. I feel like my ideal clients really relate to it, rather than me just showing them what I'm working on, me showing them how I create content, all that type of stuff. I feel like they really resonate and feel like they're already my friend before they even buy from me, because they already know who I am. They know who I am as a person. They know my struggles. They know my challenges and who I am as a business owner. And I feel like it makes it easier for them to be like, hell yeah, I want Salma to be my coach because she does XYZ and she's been where I'm at. Or she still struggles with this too, but like, look at her go. So dial back. Take a look at your content and see, is it actually reaching your ideal client, or is it reaching the person that you think your ideal client is? I hope you guys found this helpful. I know it was kind of rambly. It's pretty late at night. It's like 10 p.m. right now as I'm recording. But I wanted to get this out there because it was just, it was like just an aha moment for me too, where I'm like, wow, like so many people might be doing this where they're creating amazing content, but it's not doing what they think it's doing. So dial back, take a look at your content, revise, and create. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends so that I know to create more episodes like this. And if you loved the value that was thrown your way, go check out my new podcast called All About That Mom Life, where I literally share the nitty-gritty details about being a new mom, being a business owner, and how I'm balancing it all. I can't wait to see you guys on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.